No, I'm in a radical, trust me, boys. Fucking radical from the 70s. Hard fucking core.
Okay.
All right, gasoline, you know, pour sugar in the gasoline tanks, set the fucking house on fire, fuck your girlfriend, that kind of radical. That's how bad I am. Really bad.
Okay.
Don't do it in the park. Don't fuck up the landscaping. All right? Don't do it here.
Okay.
Every time it snows, my dick takes a beating with this shit.
Yes. Live from the motherfucking broadcast. Right back like I never motherfucking left. Going against absolutely. I feel like a fucking idiot. Too high. I am going against absolutely everything I said in not the last episode, but the episode prior to that. I have not made a Patreon yet. I have made a YouTube channel for it, for this. I posted, I think I posted from episode 11. So I still need to get a video together for 12, 13, 14. And I'm the rest to catch up. Pretty cool. I got, I got 10 views on it, which is pretty tight because I literally just, I haven't did anything with it yet. I just posted it. I wanted to see if YouTube was going to be hosed or not. Let me see if they were. I was going to see if they were going to let me pretty much get all my non-copyrighted shit off. And so far they have. So we'll see how they go. But I'll slowly start getting these out there on YouTube. I plan on ordering a camera and all types of shit for this here within the next couple of months. Just haven't had the time to get around to it yet. I don't know why. Part of me, for like the longest time, I never wanted to take this serious. But okay, that's a lie. I did want to take this serious. I was always scared about actually trying it and failing at it. But I'm going Sigma male grind set. So right now, I don't give a fuck. I am going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. And if I fell at it, I fell at it. But at least I tried. And that's just what I'm doing going forward. So, man, I got some cool shit in the works, you know, trying to make this a whole different audio experience for you guys. I am dealing right now with a toothache that I've really been dealing with for the, past couple of months. And we could back that up even further because since 2020, I've had like a hole, I guess you would consider it a cavity, in one of my back teeth. And these past couple of months, that bitch has been hurting like a motherfucker. And I refuse to go to the dentist. I've had braces before, and as I was getting braces, even as a, you know, even as a high school ute, is when I got braces. I remember sitting there with my mouth open, just laid back while this dude is just got his hands and shit in my mouth thinking this is gay as hell. And truth be told, I haven't been to the dentist since I've been a grown man, since I've been on my own, since my mom hasn't taken me. But I'm thinking here shortly, if this tooth doesn't get any better, I'm thinking about going to a Whole Foods, getting a price check on some canola oil and blowing my brains out. in the middle of the fucking store. Because this shit sucks. I can only, right now, I'm only able to eat on like the right side of my mouth. And if I like swish anything over to like the left side, I'm like fucking feel like I just got fucking stabbed. I've never been stabbed before, but I imagine my tooth pain is exactly what people that get stabbed feel like. I had a small case of an anxiety attack a couple days ago. I'm opening myself up to be more spontaneous, meaning if an idea comes to me naturally, like I'm not seeking it out, but if an idea comes to me naturally, I'm pushing myself to act upon it. And I felt like rollerblading. I haven't bladed in a while, and so I looked up a skating park where I was at, and the whole time I'm going there, I'm riding, I'm listening to music, I'm fucking ready. And as soon as I pulled up and see just how many people are out there, part of me bitched up, not even part of me, like the whole of me bitched up hard for like 5 minutes. So I ended up sitting in the car smoking, and as I was smoking, I was convincing myself to, hey bro, like we can just go back. We'll turn it around next time. Or, we'll try to skate again next time. And part of me was having anxiety just because I was gonna, I'm trying to learn how to grind, and I don't want to bust my ass in front of other people, which is a problem for me in and of itself, because like nobody gives a fuck. Like everybody, like, I don't know why I get this complex, and I'm sure a lot of people do too, that like I always feel like people are watching me, like, for, and this just might me being means that I'm like narcissistic or something, but I feel like when I'm like walking around, like, or just like anywhere in public, I feel like, and I don't mean this in an arrogant way, I mean, like, it's almost kind of, like kind of in like a paranoid-ish way, but I feel like paranoid about it, that like people are watching me, and like somehow, some way that I'm like the center of attention. And I know it's not fucking true. And again, I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm saying it like, it's like a fear of mine. So part of me was scared of like, you know, obviously if you fall in a skate park, you're going to get some eyes on you. But part of me, you know, it was like, everybody at the skate park is going to be watching me. And then just the social anxiety of, you know, not wanting to be around that many people. It was kind of later at night. It was kind of chilly outside. It was actually a pretty nice day outside. Today is a chilly day. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking. I mustered up the strength, the courage. And I got out there. And, man, as soon as I got out there, I was the only dude there on rollerblades. Everybody else either had, skateboard or, scooters, which I wish we had places like that back when I was riding a fucking scooter. Man, I would have dropped in on some of these fucking ramps. But yeah, anyways, as soon as I get there, I'm, you know, kind of scoping the scene. I'm trying to see where there's not as many people. And I find a spot. And as soon as I get there, within like 10 seconds, some little white kid comes rolling up to me on a scooter. And he was like, those are some sick ass blades. And man, it immediately erased all the anxiety, because even then I was still kind of like, you know, anxious about being out there. But that immediately like erased everything. And man, I smiled so fucking hard. It made me, that made me feel so good. Yeah, I just kind of, I felt like that was like a, as corny as it sounds, I felt like, you know, that was kind of a sign from the greater universe. Like, it was almost kind of like a little reward, like, hey, you were about to go against what you told yourself you were going to do. So you're about to go against your word, and my word meaning, if a thought comes to me, naturally, act upon it. And, when I did, you know, him saying that, man, brought a huge fucking, smile on my face. And, yeah, I was glad I went. I didn't try shit. I still didn't try. But I did, skate around, go up and down some ramps, feel the wind in my hair, et cetera, et cetera. And, it felt really good. I've been, researching up, I was unaware of this. I'm not sure if you guys know, but did you know that there was a beef between, people that ski and people that snowboard? Give me one second. Yeah. So people that ski and people that snowboard don't like each other. I went down on like a YouTube rabbit hole. And there's just like just huge compilations of skiers and snowboarders just wrecking to each other. And it's weird because when it comes to skating, like rollerblading and skateboarding, because rollerblading was the first thing that I ever did, I've always liked that more than skateboarding. So you would think naturally, you know, skiing is more, I don't know, I guess closer resembles the physical movement to rollerblading. And, you know, obviously it's different terrain and et cetera, but you know, you would think skiing is more resemblance, skating, and snowboarding more resembles skateboarding. Started listening to these, to the videos, and, man, the skiers are like real pricks. They're real fucking bitches. And, I've never done either of them. I'm pretty sure if I try to ski and snowboard, I would be great at fucking both. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I wouldn't be able to just pick that shit up automatically and go, yeah, I think I would just take naturally to it. And I know a lot of you guys can't, and it's understandable. But I know that I could. I would pick just because the way skiers, the way the people that ski, whenever they first started, I thought snowboarding has been around forever. Apparently it's, relatively new, like within the past, like, couple decades. I probably say maybe 5 decades, 50 years is pushing it, but it's been around. It's, you know, it's relatively new. I mean, and when they were first introducing, they were like, some of the resorts were banning, snowboarders from getting on the lifts. So the snowboarders had to go up the mountain, and skiers were just being absolute motherfuckers to them. We're just being like bitches to them. So if I see a skier, I'm gonna slap the shit out of him. And, now one of my goals is to learn how to snowboard. And I hope when I'm up there on the slopes, catching serious air, I hope a skier says something to me and I'm gonna sock them in their shit right where they stand. Yeah, there's that. Something that I did not know about, but it's pretty cool to see that, that, you know, snowboarding has eventually won out. It's probably now the, I would think snowboarding now, I think more people will want to snowboard than they want to learn how to ski. I don't know. That could just be me. Although the option of not being able to bail, cause you know, if you're on a skateboard, you could just like jump off and you can at least try to land with your feet. You know what I mean? But on a snowboard, you got them boots strapped in. You can't fucking bail. Now you can't bail with mother, with skill, with, excuse me, with skis either. Yeah, none of this makes sense. I'm under, like, yeah, I'm, and I'm pretty sure none of y'all give a fuck about, snowboarding and skiing anyways. And if you're a snow, if you happen to be a snowboarder and you listen to my podcast, big salute to you, big ups to you. Stay safe out there on them, on the slopes. And if you happen to be a skier and you're listening to my my podcast, we do not like you. Go back to your country. I was recently leaving out of a grocery store, and I never paid attention to when they start selling Girl Scout cookies. There's something weirdly odd about teaching young girls to pretty much say fuck you to anybody that has a that has a New Year's resolution of, you know, trying to lose weight, trying to eat less sugar, trying to be more healthy, etc. I find it weirdly strange that that they decide to start selling Girl Scout cookies after the New Year. So after people have already made their resolutions of wanting to be more healthy, the Girl Scouts, they take it upon themselves to pretty much call every single one of y'all out on y'all's bullshit, because no, you're not going to stick to that shit. Say fuck you, and on your way out from the grocery store, pay me extra for some sugar. For extra sugar that you probably already got. Because a lot of you motherfuckers, y'all are probably what we call aisle shoppers. See, now if you're smart, you know to just stay on the outside of the stores. Because you know what's on the, if you know, you know what's on the outside of the stores. But a lot of y'all are probably aisle shoppers. Y'all like to go up and down the aisle. And there's nothing good for you in there, but y'all go anyways. You go anyways, you get whatever bullshit you get from in there. Then on your way out, the Girl Scouts hit you with extra fucking sugar. And the problem is, if you've ever had Girl Scout cookies before, you know how fucking good they are. But I've been great as of late, out over the past couple of years, to, I love looking them in their eye and just telling them no. Just straight dead face, just no. And offer no explanation, not a no thank you, just no. A cold hearted no. Because I know what they're being groomed, because those are the girls and the Girl Scouts. Those are the girls who, when they turn to be women, those are the ones that are just absolute motherfuckers. Those are the ones that, when you're in a relationship with them and you tell them something that, you know, that is kind of guarded to you, nobody really knows about it. Those are they turn into the women who throw that shit in your face in the middle of an argument. So Girl Scouts, if you really sit down and think about it, Girl Scouts are the training ground, the breeding ground, if you would say, for just absolute bitches in relationships. And what they're trying to do now, see what they do now is, because you could have just got away with, you know, well, hey, I don't got no cash for now. You know, they're taking Cash App. They're taking Zelle. And nowadays, a lot of the moms, I don't know what started happening with moms over the past, past decade and a half, I would say. But a lot of moms now are hot as fuck. And I think they're doing that because they know if you're a man and you see that, like, you naturally want to flex. So you want to buy shit just to show her that you could. You might not even eat the motherfucking cookies, but you just want to show her that you could eat the cookies. But then in turn, she's really looking at you like, look at this fat piece of shit. Like, he needs to eat less cookies, but here he is buying more. He's a gluttonous fuck. And it's a cycle. It's a fucking nasty cycle that we in America, we're stuck in. This is dire. They're talking about Ukraine and Russia. This shit is what matters. This is what fucking matters. So now they got these hot ass moms. They're taking Cash App. One time I just straight up lied. I was like, hey, I don't got Cash App. Hey, do you have Zelle? And I really just wanted this lady's phone number. And she was like, yeah, look it up for the phone number. So long story short, I shot my shot. I was immediately shut down, but I tried. And that's just free game for all of you out there, for all the men listening out there, who are going to eventually be walking out of a grocery store and be encountered by the fucking Girl Scout cookies trying to sell you, trying to kill your fucking dreams. They're trying to kill your dreams for the new year. Probably what your women are doing to you right now. You know, you probably got women or a woman who's just trying to constantly ruin your dreams. They're learning this shit from the Girl Scouts. It all starts from the Girl Scouts. You know, but don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. You know, I'd say look into it, but you know, we know you're not. I was recently in a retirement home, and as soon as I walk in, I see this old white woman who honestly was probably a Girl Scout in her past life, because she was just being a motherfucker, just being a bitch to these two strong, beautiful black women. She was just being a bitch to them. And so it's funny because her daughter, so this old lady's daughter who's in a retirement home, and she's probably in that retirement home because she was just a bitch her whole fucking life. You could tell by how she was talking to people that she was just a bitch her whole fucking life. So that's probably because her daughter was more than able-bodied enough to at least be able to take care of her mom. You know, so even worst case scenario, she was living in a shitty ass apartment. She still would have been able to take care of her mom. So that's probably why she's in a nursing home, because this lady was a bitch her whole life. But anyways, I wasn't aware that this shit was like daycare. So apparently you have to check your old person out. So the old woman who was being a motherfucker to the two strong, beautiful black women, as she was on her way to check out, the two strong, beautiful black women were in her way. So she just starts yelling, "Move! Get out the way! Get out the way!" And to the two strong, beautiful black women's credit, they took that shit in. And, you know, they kind of laughed a little bit and kept it pushing. Absolutely better than me, because that's why I can't, because I would have lost my job right then and there. Because I would have said something mean to that old lady. Anyways, so the old lady's daughter was there, and this old lady, is her whole attitude, like, she went from being a bitch to like, and she was moving pretty fast as she was trying to get to the sign out sheet. She started moving slow. As soon as she got to her daughter, she started moving slow, and started acting all timid. She started playing the sweet old lady, if you will. I don't understand how anybody can work at a retirement home like that. You have to know that they say some crazy shit to these people, like to these old people in their rooms and shit. They probably be pinching them and shit as they're giving them showers, like pinching them under their underarms, like real fucking tight. And you know, old people are old as fuck. So, you know, you touch their skin, they bruise, but they're always fucking bruising. So you can probably get away with just a nice ass pinch. Cause that's probably what I would do. Either that or give them a nice ass, Indian burn. But yeah, the way she was talking to these two strong, beautiful black women, lit a fire under me, to say the least. Could not have been me. I would have said something mean to that old lady. But again, she probably more than likely grew up in the Girl Scout training camp and turned to that. Because that's what happens whenever you join the Girl Scouts. You become an absolute motherfucker. And you from then on, you just want to crush the hopes and dreams of really anybody, but your real goal is to get him to fall in love with you and just from then on, because he's in love with you and he has kids with you, starts a beautiful family with you, has a nice mortgage, the works, you just slowly you stop trying. You stop taking care of yourself. And then you just start shitting on his dreams. Slowly but surely. And you just motherfuck him every chance you get. Till eventually he's weak, frail, brittle, too scared to speak his mind. T level's gone. Then you leave him and you go do it to the next man. Take his family, take his house, take all his money. And you go find somebody else to do it. We got to stop it. We have to stop. We got to stop Girl Scouts now. They must cease to exist. We have to do this. I hope you guys fight the good fight with me. So the World Economic Forum is back in complete full swing. I think this is the first time they resumed up there in Davos, since the pandemic. I was watching a video of this motherfucker Zelensky, man. Is it legal? And again, I'm only asking the question. I'm not saying that I want to. I'm just asking a question. Is it legal to say you want to slap the shit out of Zelensky? Is it legal to say it? I'm not saying I want to slap the shit out of Zelensky. I would never say I want to slap the shit out of Zelensky. I am just asking a question. Is it legal to say I want to slap the shit out of Zelensky? I don't know. I don't know if it's legal. But he's back at it again. Nobody's helping him enough. This motherfucker's gotten tanks from Britain. He's gotten billions and billions of dollars. he took a photo shoot in the middle of the war. And I probably said this now for the past 3-4 episodes, I don't know. But he took a photo shoot in the middle of the war. Like, got dressed up, took a photo shoot in the middle of the war. But nobody's doing enough. I watched a video of this motherfucker trying to guilt trip the world into sending him more money, and he's probably about to get another billion plus dollars sent his way with more weapons, more tanks, more. Why Russia just hasn't decided to just say fuck it and go out to all that war with everybody is beyond me. Because while we're not fighting directly, I'm saying we, like I'm actually doing something. That's like those motherfuckers who get all caught up in their feelings, you know, like when they're playing sports, like or their favorite sports team, and it's we're in the playoffs. No, motherfucker, they're in the playoffs. You're watching them in the playoffs. So I'm saying we, but the United States has sent more. Again, United States isn't fighting, but they are by just sending shit in aid, in aid for them, and that's not an AIDS joke. It's not an AIDS joke. I'm just saying they're sending stuff to help aid Ukraine. And my thing is, like, usually if you have a partnership like that, like you get something out of it. It's like a give and return. What the fuck are we gonna get from Ukraine? What is their national other than Nazis and a nice photo shoot from their I think they call him the president, I don't know, dictator, whatever he is. What are we gonna get from Ukraine that's gonna ever surmount to $1 billion worth of anything? A thank you? What is their natural? The fuck is their natural resource? And I'm seriously asking. I don't know what their natural resource is. I'm not going to look it up right now either. Yes, I am. I am going to look it up. Let me see here. I'm going DuckDuckGo because they're going to tell me the truth. Does Ukraine have natural resources? What are their natural resources? Energy resource, metal ores, and non-metal ores. All right, so nothing. Yeah, we get fucking nothing from them. And we're never going to get anything that's going to be close to $1 billion fucking dollars. But according to Zelensky, nobody's doing enough. Yeah, it's strange, because you could see it happening. You could see people clamoring. They want another fucking war so bad. And you could see people clamoring, the media mainly. You could see them clamoring for war. I was listening to this guy, I think it's Peter something. Let me check, because he was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And he went up there talking about guys who say we when they're talking about their favorite sports team. This motherfucker was talking like it's him and Biden making the decisions, like him and all the military generals making the decisions together. Let me check his name really quick. All right. His name is Peter Zeehan is his name. Yeah. He was supposed to be a geopolitical strategist. He's an Arthur speaker, whatever the fuck. But he got up there and he was just big dick in China. He was like, no, we're listening to all their communications, everything they send. We hack it. Like, just antagonizing the fuck out of, that's how I would take it. If I was China and I was listening to this dude on one of the world's biggest podcasts, just absolutely claiming that everything that China and Russia does is hacked. We're listening to it 100%. He was pretty much saying that they're done. We don't have to worry about them. They're going to be obsolete. And it may make sense because what they're pretty much saying is, since they had that birth control stuff, where you could only have a man or whatever their child policy was out in China, that's starting to hinder them. And that there may be some truth to it. But the way he was just making absolute statements like, whatever they do, we're watching. We know we're 10 steps ahead. It clearly hasn't been the case because, I don't know. Like, if you heard of 9/11, like, shouldn't we have stopped that? You know what I mean? Like, if I was another country, I would take that shit as absolute and that's why I'm glad I'm not like, I'm not, this is why I should never be the leader of anything. Because I would just look at that like, dude's on one of the biggest podcasts and he's just like, to me, it seemed like he was actively antagonizing, China and Russia, and knowing that he's never going to go fight the war, even though he was saying he's in the military, like, again, him, like, it's him making the decisions. He's not going to go fight a war. He's not going to be able to politically strategize from the war zone. So I think people like Peter and media in general just clamoring for more war. And people like Zelensky who wants other people to fight a war for him, I think they should just shut the fuck up. They should just shut the fuck up. Do y'all remember David DePap? Paul Pelosi's gay lover? I don't know if y'all are following this story or not, but probably say about a month ago, let me see here. Yeah, on December the 14th, actually, today is, the 19th of January, 2023, as I'm recording this. More than likely going to go up either later on tonight or tomorrow. So who knows when y'all are listening to it, but on December 14th, San Francisco's district attorney, actually introduced audio and video evidence, against David DePap, Paul Pelosi's gay lover. But it's refused to, send the evidence to the media. So now there's like a, big coalition, like from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Fox News, CNN, pretty much everybody. they band together to get the evidence. And it hasn't been released yet. And I'm sure it will never be released because they don't want to show. They don't want to show them both in their underwear, because then we would know the truth that this was this dude's gay lover, and they were on Alpha Energy. They were both on the masculine energy. They were both top energy, if you will. And again, when that shit happens, hammers start flying. Metaphorically and non-metaphorically. Stay woke.